The Christmas Eve parole of Xu Wenli by Chinese authorities released to this country a tireless advocate of democracy, a man who's given years of his freedom to that cause. Xu, who is 59, and his wife joined their daughter in the U.S. after he was released at Washington's urging. His daughter, who was 9 years old when he first went to prison, is now a teacher here. In December, Xu Wenli was ill and 4 years into a 12-year sentence for starting an independent political party. It was his second prison term. His first was for involvement with the Democracy Wall, where citizens posted articles uncensored. That offense meant a still longer sentence, most of which he actually served.
I was held in solitary confinement for 12 years. I called it a prison within a prison. For 5 of those years, because I wrote a book that was published overseas, I was put in an even smaller cell, a cell that was only slightly bigger than a bed. For more than 3 of those 5 years, I wasn't allowed to see my wife or daughter.
Something I find very remarkable is that when you founded an independent political party, you had already experienced prison in China. You must have known what you would face for doing that.
What I'm carrying out is a peaceful, non-violent protest, so serving time in prison is in itself a form of protest. Even though I was fully aware of the hardships of serving time in prison, I had no other choice but to take that route. It was the only way to truly promote democracy in China.
There are a billion people in China, most of whom experienced the same lack of freedom that you did. What is it about you? What do you think it is about you that made you willing to experience all of this time in prison for your beliefs?
In every nation in the world, there are people who are willing to sacrifice their own lives for the sake of their country. To my knowledge, there were great American politicians, like Washington, like Jefferson, like Lincoln. Lincoln even gave up his own life, like Kennedy, for his efforts to spread democracy to all parts of the world. He was shot dead. When these kinds of people do things for their country and their people, they're not thinking about their own safety.
I still want you to go back to the Democracy Wall, to the moment when you knew you were risking arrest. You had a very young daughter and a wife, and by doing what you did, you risked not seeing them for years, not living with them, not seeing them. Did you ever think, it's not worth it, I should take care of my daughter, stay with my wife, it's more important than Democracy Wall?
I have a very good wife. She needs only to know that I'm doing something I believe I ought to do, something that's important for the country and for the people. Even though she had to make sacrifices, even though she had to pay a price, still, through all of this, my wife has shed tears. My daughter has also shed tears. So in this life, I feel like I have lived up to my country, but I've done wrong to my family, to my wife and daughter. Especially my daughter. Since she was 9, for 21 years, she couldn't receive my direct care.
Xu Wenli came to our studio with his daughter, so I asked her about that. Was the at best distant goal of democracy in China worth her living without a father all those years?
I don't think I had a choice. You know, you were 9, and my father made a decision. But for many years, I think back that he taught me an important lesson. No matter how little you are, how unimportant a person could be, they fight for their what they believe in. And I think in many years I do respect him for that, and I feel proud of him.
Back to political matters, I asked Xu Wenli what his advice is to Washington or European capitals. Should they engage a dictatorial regime in China in a more complex relationship to create forces for reform? Or should we in the West shun China rather than reward the country's undemocratic rulers?
For the economy, engagement with the Communist Party is absolutely necessary. But American and European politicians must realize that if they only provide assistance in the areas of capital, personnel, and technology, and meanwhile the Chinese Communist Party is inciting anti-American, anti-European nationalism, what they are then fostering might appear to be a prosperous country, but it is in fact a frightening dictatorship. This is something that would not be good for the U.S., for Europe, or for any country of the world.
What is one thing that might happen in China today, that if it happened, you would say, this is a real sign that things are changing? What would be a real signal of reform, political reform in China to you?
At the moment, what I hope for most is for the Communist Party to genuinely do away with life terms for officials. In other words, Jiang Zemin should not continue to serve as chairman of the Central Military Commission. Of course, this is just a small step. Additionally, the Communist Party should release all political prisoners. Moreover, it should promise not to use military threats against Taiwan. And finally, it should recognize the already established China Democracy Party. If these things happen, then I will believe that the democratization of China has entered a new phase.
And do you expect any of this to happen anytime soon?
It'd be very difficult, because the Chinese Communist Party on political matters is extremely obstinate, even reactionary. So for this kind of shake-up to occur and these kinds of changes to take place would be very difficult. But a new generation of leaders is emerging. They should have the responsibility of promoting and implementing these political changes.
What chance do you think there really is of there being a multi-party election in China sometime, if not during your lifetime, say during your daughter's lifetime?
Of course, I hope in my lifetime to witness the creation of a democratic system in China, that is to say, a multi-party constitutional system with checks and balances. But I do believe that my daughter and her generation will enjoy life under this kind of democratic system.
Xu Enli, thank you very much for coming to talk with us today.
Thank you.
Chinese democracy advocate Xu Enli. We also heard from his daughter, Xu Jian.